My man, these cats are disgraceful, man. You know what I'm saying? I come to clarify the confusion.
Make the knowledge known.
Nag me.
Yo, daddy.
So bop.
Novela.
Helicopter, John Stockton, pass, hella problem.
Out
Chewbacca.
Monster.
Tell the doctor, why sell a pop? Flying saucer, inhale the rock. Split fella, ganja, Bon Jovi. Hits hard enough to swell the boxer. Fuck the real imposter.
Who's that?
He's a nobody, blow the shot. He probably wipe out the whole party. You ain't getting no sorry.
Kill you.
Unapologetic, collect the dough probably.
Cash.
Swiping the gold card.
Three
dimensional dinners, a Polkari's the most garlic guitar. Superstar presence of Bob Marley. Sin City, Safari, Consigliari. Tom Hagen advised me to break the bar. John Gotti,
Bob.
New Ferrari, Kanan on the Illuminati. You wondering who could try me and polish. Top brass, goofy, slimy, the wallet.
Give me that.
We just fly for your pilots of all right in the dollar bills.
Right.
Can't trust him, he might be dishonest.
True.
Like the time I made your wifey that promise.
Ay, ay, ay. You living the shit. Most of these motherfuckers is rapping about it. Wow. You see me bien cheto con Beto in Buenos Aires. Talking what's the price is like. Denominations of the stack, fuck what the height is. Sporting Italian ice is like what the heist is. 12 tapped in fact, I didn't write this. Hyphen, the click is miceless. I will never revisit crisis. These boots was formerly bison. I throw the dice in. I got a side bitch who engaged to a titan. Tennessee Titans. I'm lighting this one off the strength. Just book the studio time. They on the bench till they boss say so. Then they can move off the pond. I'm rude off the dime. I'm nice off the ace. I shoot off the guado. Patos en tecato. Singing my vallenatos. Carve my faces and kill them in Jaro. Filling the cargo. Shit in the console. Or give them a barcode. Starving the opposition. Y'all ain't eating. Listen, this an embargo. Miss me a live flow. Broke it down and got rich in the Congo. Fits for the downpour. Assume 1050s for the poncho. Hit licks in the town more. Dirty snow to switch to the brown salt. Tell me if everyone actually balling. Who really bounce more? Waldy. Woof.
King of this whole shit.
This whole shit.
This whole it's funny, all these years later, I'm still having flashbacks.
What's wrong
I need
with
therapy.
Don't know.
Coca King. Yo, Michelin star dinner, but my eyes on the entrance. Got my rise on the benches. From pies to the stenches, the prize in the trenches. Very odd resemblance for my guys in attendance. You could tell my cardi's not prescription by the size of the lenses. These 18 carats from the Turkish mountains. Red count match the price of perps announces. Bitches on tour looking at the ball like a first encounter. Person down his head a twerking on the kitchen counter. The ones that never do shit scream the loudest threats. The plug get worried when I go a week without a text. The wildest flex is that he really need me to make the powder stretch. Poppy that bacalao gave you sour breath. All due respect. My dudes is reckless. Dookie necklace. Foolish Gucci suit and the coupe is precious. Smoking Lucy's on a groupie stoop in Texas. The bitch fuck with both sexes but the jealous tight. Only way she get me if the fellas bite. And I'm not smashing after the bros.
Not doing it.
Not doing it. I say that so we can get our way, but I'm not doing it. I'm not smashing after the bros. I need my own shit.
I'm sorry.
Shout out the team players and all that.
Love to y'all.
Coca king of this whole shit.
Boys, boys head. Oof.
for your shit.
Hey, I'm Bo.
What's up, Bo?
I'm an actor.
Oh, good, 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 good.
I've seen your act a lot.
Really? Where?
Oh, Shmira, he has that. What's that, the YouTube-y thing? That,
the YouTube?
Dude, yeah. George and Daisy are here? How the hell did that happen? I don't think George would come. Who invited Daisy?
I invited her.
Are you still sleeping with Daisy?
No, I'm not sleeping with Daisy. I have a new girlfriend now. I'm dating the girl who plays Mrs. Pruitt. Her name's Carla something.
I'm gonna go.
My man, the Shmira.
Thanks for coming, man.
This is the best. Where's your bedroom?
Well, get ready for a hike, because you're standing in it.
No.
It's pretty lame.
Did you go to that Wilco show?
Yeah, did you?
No, actually, I didn't. I scalped the tickets. I made $100 profit.
Awesome. So. You owe me 50.
Okay, I guess I do. Write a check, okay?
Money order.
Money order? That'll work. PayPal? You on PayPal?
Yeah, PayPal it up.
Look at that, back and forth, like a cute couple. You're like Mark Anthony and J-Lo.
You know, we actually had a date, but then I had sex with that guy, so Shmira broke it off.
Are you kidding me? Don't worry, Ira. You know you're a better lover than Pete Rose over there. Look at him. He's got the length and the width. Imagine that dong of his. I saw the tip of it one time. Even that was too big for me.
Oh, it's very normal.
So you like big penises?
You know, I have a really skinny vagina, so...
If it's skinny, you should try feeding it carbs.
All right. Well, geez, you know what? I'm going to leave you two alone, huh? Huh? I'm falling in love with the both of you. Let the awkwardness begin.
Love your work.
Yeah, thank you for shopping at Ralph's.
I'm sorry. I owe you an apology. It's really weird what I did. I basically yelled at you for cheating on me before we had even had a real conversation. So I'm aware of that. I know that's weird, and I'm sorry.
That's not as weird as getting drunk and having sex with a guy from Yo Teach, so.
It's okay. When I first moved here, I blew Mr. Belvedere. So everyone does that.
He's walking. George's walking.
Hello, ladies. So, Leo? What's the excuse for not writing me jokes?
What?
You could have made money. I told both you guys to write jokes for me, and you decided not to. What did you have to go to Lens Crafters that day? I was just joking. I like your glasses.
He wanted both of us to write jokes for him, and you didn't tell me?
I apologize. It's not worth, like, losing your shit over, man.
What, you don't think I like money? You don't think I like private jets? You don't think I want to... cool job, ready for George Simmons?
I just think you're doing well. You know, you're getting gigs at the Improv all the time. You're gonna have people writing for you. You don't need to be writing for other people, you know?
I know, I'm sorry. I wanted something for myself. And I just, you know, it's just, you know. Fuck you, Ira! Just because you go into faggy apology mode doesn't mean I'm gonna forgive you right away.
Fuck you, man. Look, I did the exact same thing you've been doing this whole time. You're being competitive. You do that all the time. I'm doing it now, okay?
I didn't make it competitive.
Yes, you did. Have you ever had to work for money? No.
You didn't work in a coal mine, Ira. You worked in a deli. Stop crying about it.
I was only supposed to be on that pullout count for 6 months, and we were supposed to trade, and we never did.
Yeah, we never did switch out for 6 months.
Exactly.
You know why? Because I pay rent, Ira.
You don't pay rent. Your parents pay rent. Why don't they move in? It's your fault.
Hey. Pilgrims, Indians, can we please stop fighting? It's Thanksgiving. We have guests inside. Please stop.
I'm not fighting anymore. I'm done fighting.
Thank you.
You call Daisy a star fucker? Why don't you go cuck George Simmons' balls while you talk him to sleep every night, Ira?
Leo.
Sorry.
I would let you do that, too. My balls are for everybody.
Well, let me
Friday morning is here. This show is spontaneous. Innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. My name is Farco. Shouts out to all. We are Radio Valencia. FM, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Radio Valencia. Oh, what a ride. We went on a ride, all right. Music you just heard, the great Bill McClintock. Van Summer, I'll Wait for Bad Girls, the mashup, the king of the mashups, Bill McClintock, look him up, that's his latest creation, big fan of his, you know, some people say like mashups are getting played out, you know, you hear it too much. You know, enough with the mashups already. And hey, you know, to a certain extent, sure, I believe you. Sure. But when it's done right, it is undefendable. It is remarkable. It's like impressions, guys. Like, take an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. We've heard Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions for the last 40 years by everyone, funny and unfunny. So you hear a Schwarzenegger impression, and you go, ah, all right, you know, cringe, as they say. But when one person hits that Schwarzenegger impression, like, spot on, and says the right words, has the right dialogue, it's hilarious, man. It's still hilarious. If they hit it the right way, it's hilarious, man. You know, same thing with mashups, guys. You know? So you heard Bill McClintock, Van Summer, the mashup. Before that, something from Funny People, Sandler, Rogan, Plaza, Hill. I love that movie. Possibly one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies, guys. Definitely was a big inspiration for me to do stand-up comedy. I don't know. I just like it. It came out in 2007. You know, I liked it. Awesome. Awesome. Other music up in that set. New music. I said new to your eardrums. Your eardrums were ringing with pleasure. We heard Crash Boom Bang with the song Basso Sorrow. That was Basso Sorrow. We also had new music from Praise the Chords. Esty Knack, Crime Apple, and Bob Styles with the song Serious Face. We also had some Pat Benatar with Sometimes the Good Guys Finished First, the remastered version. We had Isaac Barrow with Lust in Her Body. We had Shiny Hunt with, we already played that one. We also had Isaac Barrow. I said that? Did I say that? With Lust in Her Body. And we started off the whole set with Factor Chandelier, Leave the City, Dig It, We're Caught Up, More Music on the Way, Radio Valencia.fm. We're right in the zone, the sweet zone. If you want requests, 415-766-4428 to everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. There is the passage to musical happiness. Or you could email me, itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Handle me. Or go on the chatterbox at radiovalencia.fm or download the Radio Valencia application and go on the chatterbox through there. And hope to see you Sunday, October 19th from 1 to 6 p.m. at the GRNHS Gallery. The GRNHS Gallery in San Francisco. Sunday, October 19th. Radio Valencia's fundraiser. Live music, DJs, fun tunes, fun times, fun humans, drinks, non-alcoholic and alcoholic, and help out a radio station survive in the city of San Francisco. You know the city. The city will eat you up. But if we didn't have people like y'all listening, checking out what's on RadioValencia.fm, you know, we could fix things. Like, we have we have something on our computer, you know, like a listener, the numbers of listeners that we know are listening, it's broken. And the reason I know it's broken, because I'm looking right at right now, showing the number of listeners listening right now, and it says four. It says four, the number four. And I'm like, that's not right. That's way too many people that are listening to this show. I know the numbers are cooked, you know? It should be a lot lower, you know? Like one person, you know? And I know who that one person is listening. It's West Coast Ted. Thank you so much, West Coast Ted. West Coast Ted emailed me with the theory on dreams. And this is West Coast Ted. We all dream when we're in a certain state of sleep. Better, obviously, if not pot or alcohol infused. But it's better not to remember them. That means you're sleeping lightly or got woken up in the middle of one. But it's even worse had you not known it was a dream. Your subconscious would have actually believed you had dated J-Lo, and you would have woken up feeling like a stud instead of wishing you were one. Not to say you aren't, of course. West Coast Ted, thank you so much for that message. I appreciate you. You know, I don't think I'm a stud. I really don't, you know. But thanks, you know. But hey, that's a good theory, you know. I've been, you know, thinking a lot how, like, the brain believes things. You know, you got these guys now just... There's these... You, everybody's watching the short videos, you know. And, you know, the guy goes, listen, man, here's the secret to life, you know. Or listen, this is the truth. If you want to get, if you want to be, if you want to be a high class person, you know, you have all those videos like that. Listen, you want to conquer life? Do these three things. And all these guys, man, and girls trying to tell you how life is. Listen, life's really easy if you follow these three rules, you know. But, you know, there was a video I watched how your brain can distinguish real and make-believe, you know. And I don't know, maybe I could think that. I don't know if it's true. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a doctor. I used to, you know, think I was a lot smarter because the next DJ after me used to be a doctor or was a doctor. So it made me feel smarter being around her. Shout out to Margarita Asuka. So, you know, she's a doctor. So it made me feel smarter, you know, but I'm not a doctor. But, you know, in a way, I could see it if I just apply that, how your brain doesn't distinguish real and reality, you know? Like, I used to have this, like, just to make it personal. When I used to play basketball a lot, one of my best stories when I tell people about basketball is, you know, I rejected this guy, not from dating, but like he went for a layup and I jumped up and I smacked the ball out of his hand into the fence, man. It was one of my best, you know, half court plays ever, right? It was one of the best, like one of my, you know, I have a handful of moments of basketball sports moments where I think about going, man, I was awesome. I did good that day, man. I was at one of my best performances I ever done, right? And I used to tell people this guy was like 6'2". Then I would tell him he was 6'4", like the next year. Then the next person I tell, he was actually 6'6". And then the next person I tell, he was 6'9". And then the next person I go, this guy was damn near 7 feet tall, man. And I smacked that ball out of his hands. He couldn't do anything. He was shocked, man. And you know, every time I told that story, the guy got taller and taller and taller, right? And then if I look back at about it and I start thinking about it, I started believing it. Like, yeah, the guy was 7'1", man. I mean, he was drafted by, you know, by the NBA. You know, I started believing it in my head because I told it so many times, you know, that story, and kept exaggerating it where I started believing it. Yeah, man, he was part of the dream team too, except he got hurt and he couldn't get into the Olympic team. You know what I'm saying? It was just one of those things. And I started actually believing. Yeah, yeah, the guy was at least 7'4", you know? So, in a way, I kind of see what you're saying, you know? And I kind of see that theory, how your brain believes it. It's like you keep telling the story and telling it and telling it. It's like, oh, you start, your brain starts going, yeah, it was that guy. Yeah, you know, that's what happened, you know? So I could see that, you know? So yeah, I am, and that's probably one reason why I'm trying to stay away from being negative. I'm trying to be just more positive as much as I can, you know? Yes, I can do it, you know? But I don't want to be too cocky, you know? So bottom line, West Coast Ted, you're right. I am a stud. You know, I have studly features. I have a great camel toe right now, blazing. in the city of San Francisco. My camel toe is blazing. It's blazing. It's shining, guys. You know? My triceps are bumping today. You know? My man boobs are on point, guys. My haircut I got yesterday is nice. My hair's short. It's clean. I cut the gray hairs off. I left a little just to look a little distinguished. You know? West Coast Ted, you're right, bro. You're right. You know? But I could see that point. That's a good point, West Coast Ted. And I hope you're dreaming too, man. Tell me a dream that you had. You know? West Coast Ted still dreams of those quarter strip clubs where you put a quarter in and the window opens up and you could see the girl dancing around. Nice. But, you know, naked girls, it's so easy these days. Go on your phone, whatever you want. You want chola porn? Find chola porn. You want dwarf, little person porn? Find it. Well, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? Sign me up. I know an Italian version of that, West Coast Ted. You let me know if you want me to send you the link. Arrivederci, Snow White, arrivederci. Whatever it is, shouts outs to you. Y'all rock. The big man shines here in the Mission. Remember, coming up at noon, stay tuned for DJ Mark and his show Drop the Charges, spinning soul, vinyl, all that good stuff. He is the man, DJ Mark, right now. He's probably looking for parking, getting ready. He needs to park somewhere. He needs to find a spot. Sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's not. But no matter what, DJ Mark don't stop. He comes in at noon. All will be well. And I know he's excited because the Dodgers are in the playoffs, along with everyone listening at the Radio Valencia station. Radio Valencia is actually a Dodger station. Not many people know this, you know. But it's rocking out. They're in the playoffs. I think it starts tomorrow. Or the playoffs probably started already. But the Dodgers play tomorrow. Man. And another thing, since, oh man, dude, someone leaked. So it's already happened before, but they did it again. They leaked out the KFC recipe. All right. And they did it once in 2018. The kid, the great grandson, he released it. And he's like, you know, the guy who did it the first time, that's not the right one. I'm going to give you the right one. And guys, I'm going to read it out right now. Here we go. This is the secret KFC recipe. It's 11 ingredients. Not more than 11. So, you know, one tablespoon. It's one and a fourth. So anyways, here, I'm just going to say it. Sage is one of them. Cloves, nutmeg, cinnamon, cayenne, red pepper, coriander, ginger, garlic powder, white pepper, black pepper, cardamom is the secret ingredient, guys. Cardamom. And then, of course, you need salt, And don't forget where dreams happen, MSG. And if you're going to use flour, use cake flour, guys. That's how it goes. You know, you could look it up, but those are the ingredients. Oh, and guess what? I kind of made it with whatever I had, minus, let's say, three ingredients. And it was pretty close. It still was good, and it was close. So I think if I threw in those three ingredients that I was missing, four ingredients that I was missing, it would have been money. I threw it. See, if you asked me, the big man, I threw in a little mustard seed. And that was nice. That was nice. I like the cinnamon in this one. You know, I could see that. The cloves, good. You know, if I could get it to the taste of like the 1980s KFC when I remember as a kid. Oh my God. I just threw some dry rub on the chicken. You know, I did a dry rub on the chicken, so it's sitting in my fridge right now, and I can't wait to pull the train on it tonight. Oh my. I'm just hoping the seasoning goes into the inside. Let's hope, big dog. Let's hope. It's a dry rub seasoning. So there you go, guys. You know, if you're going to use flour, they say use cake flour. If you want to, you know how fried chicken uses flour? Use cake flour. And the guy says pressure cook it. Pressure cook it, but fry it with the pressure cooker. That's the key. That's what he said. He's wearing the same tie the colonel wears, guys. If I can get it, I'm going to get it. I think we're going to make this. I'm going to hope it turns out right. I really hope. But with whatever ingredients I had, minus three of them, I believe, it was pretty good, dude. I enjoyed it. And guess what? What did you make it in a taco? Or what did you make it, a sandwich? I made it in the tacos, man. I made some tacos out of these, and they were delicious. They were magically delicious. So there you go, guys. I read you the secret recipe, 11 herbs and spices. You know, go ahead. I know they sell packets of these. Like, here's the secret packet. That ain't right. That ain't all. That's not right. I think this chunky kid, I like his double chin, so that's what sells me the recipe. You know, I'm through with taking cooking tips from skinny people. You know? I'm through. I want somebody that has diabetes type 1.5 right in the middle. Enough of me, let's get back into the music. Are you ready? Are you ready? Shouts out to all. Enough of me, let's get into it. Straight to your ears. Here's some music. New music. Robert Johnson and the Punch Drunks. This song is called Augusta. Adam Platt Radio. Valencia. Thank you.
Came to help you.
Lord. Bitch. Whore.
You sound like your father.
He was nothing. He is nothing.
Who told you to say that? Do you remember the first time he talked to you? Were you in water? Maybe you went swimming.
It was my baptism. My father, he pushed me under. I think I had some kind of seizure. I think I was drowning. And everybody just looked at me. Of my ribs and fractured my jaw. Mm-hmm. I was 6 years old.
God. What your father did to you is evil. What he did to you is wrong. He treated you like a thing.
He was more than me.
No, no one should be treated like that.
Is that right? In what world do you live in?
Carl, where is Julia Hickson?
No. No names. No names!
Where is she? I know you, Carl. You want to tell me.
But you know me. You know who I am.
Where is she? Where's Julia? Where's Julia, Carl?
I have just closed my eyes again, climbed aboard the dream.